The only way to reduce and dissolve and dissipate and get alignment in whatever that trajectory is for your project is to ask questions about what you would rather, especially as a lawyer, that we'd rather just tell them. And because you are a lawyer, you'll know the power of open-ended and closed-ended questions in order to facilitate making something their idea. So if, for example, they made this decision, I would have called and said, hey, that seems like a great idea, but I have a few questions. So I've already let down the insecurity that I think it's a bad idea. And you don't know whether it's a good idea or bad idea. Right. And so what we want to do is say, hey, I just found out you guys are moving to this facility or whatever it is. I think that's a great idea, but I had a few questions to see if I might be able to help further. And then instead of, instead of telling them, you're just like, hey, so, you know, what were our options? Considering what's going on with SAG and the strike and the budget that we have, what were the options of why we chose this place? Oh, we don't really have any options. You will hear these kind of things, right? Oh, okay. Would it help you if I found a few other options just to see if we can even do better? Because this is a great idea. All of a sudden, right? Now you become more valuable and you're not attacking me. So I always have two objectives in all situations. And Oliver back there has been trained by me. It's one, deal with an open mind. So if you have a closed mind, I'm dealing with you another time. So by saying, hey, that's a great idea, I don't want to hear it, Charlie. Now I know closed mind. I can't waste my time. It takes 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 times the energy to convince a closed mind. So my first objective is to either open the mind or make sure I have an open mind. Then it's simple. All I do is take that open mind, compliment it, whatever they did. Hey, I heard great things about you. This deal seems incredible. Great decision. Then I go ahead and ask questions, all positives, only to get to one question. Would it help you if? That's the only goal I have. I want to keep asking questions till listening to all that you say. What are you doing today? What do you like about the place? What don't you like about the place? You know, would it help you if I found a different place or got a cheaper lighting or who knows what you can do? But you're now creating this instead of this. And then what's super cool is if you create that value, you can actually then get to, do you know anyone that can help me? Because this is really what the objective was as far as I saw, you know, can help me to, or can help us meet that objective. If we keep the simple format, whether it's our children, whether it's our spouse, whether it's a multi-billion-dollar business deal that I've been blessed to be involved with, I still use my simple open-ended question guide. And I won't. And when you're dealing with the biggest egos, you definitely don't want to deal with a closed mind. Creatives, they have a different mind, but you know which side of their mind's open is a question, the left side or the right side. So you need to make sure that you have that open mind.